Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Goodness, did we ever have a busy time around the old post office last night. I came in here and I found Sparky dreaming he was a record star, and now, I don't know, he's just not around at all.
Well, maybe Miss Message can help?
Well, you certainly may, Miss Message, but I'm sort of worried about Sparky.
Well, maybe he'll turn up. Let's have a look at the letters in the meantime.
Well, all right, let's see. I've got some for you and some for me.
Okay.
You want to go first, Miss Message?
All right, Mr. Postmaster. The first letter I have is from Michelle Ann Kelly, who writes that Michelle Ann Kelly wants Santa Claus to bring her a baby that cries when you lay her down and laughs when you pick her up. Also, a stroller and a big stove and refrigerator. Michelle will leave Santa some cookies and milk on the table. Signed, Michelle Ann Kelly.
That's a nice one.
The next letter is really nicely written.
It certainly
from
is.
Lisa Muller.
Yeah.
Dear Santa, my name is Lisa Muller, and I've been a very good girl during the year, and I hope you will bring me lots of gifts and toys on Christmas Eve. I especially want a strawberry shortcake and her friends, plus a berry bake shop, a cash register, a baby doll, and some toys and snacks for my stocking. Merry Christmas. Signed, Lisa. Lisa Muller.
Mm-hmm. If Lisa has a bake shop and a cash register, she's all set to go into business.
Mm-hmm. Here's a letter from Allison C., who's 8 years old, and she writes, Dear Santa, and this is probably handwritten, too, by Allison.
Right.
Dear Santa, I would like a dressing table, a Betty Crocker oven, and a doll that can talk, and a pair of dress boots.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And P.S., don't forget the other children, and I will leave milk and cookies. Love, Allison C.
She certainly did write it nicely, didn't she?
And here's another nicely written letter from Amy Polifka.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear Santa, I would like a new workbook and a pack of Snoopy pencils, and I like the erasers that go on the pencils.
Mm-hmm.
I would like new books and tights, and I would like new socks. Thank you. Love, Amy Polifka.
Amy's writing is lovely, Miss Message. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. I guess it's your turn now, Mr. Postmaster.
Well, all right. I'll start. Oh, this is a nice one, gosh. This one is typed, Miss Message, and it is from Christina and John Pritchett. And it says, Dear Santa, I have tried to be a good girl this year. I'm two years old
and have a baby brother who is seven weeks old.
I would like a baby tippy toes and a Hulk t-shirt for Christmas.
Sparky?
Please bring my baby brother a train rail for his crib. We will leave you some cookies and milk on the kitchen table. Love, Christina and John Pritchett.
Well, it's Sparky. It's his voice anyway. Sparky, where are you?
Right here, Mr. Postmaster. I was just fooling you.
Fooling me again. Well, I'm glad to know you're around, all right. You certainly did fool me, though. Say, as long as you read that letter so nicely, would you like to read another letter or two?
All right, Mr. Postmaster. Here's a letter from Michelle Yowell. Michelle Yowell writes, Dear Santa Claus, she says, I'm 5 years old, and this is what I want for Christmas. A tippy-toes doll baby, a strawberry shortcake game, an operation game. I have been a good girl. I also want a crayon caddy, and I will leave you some cookies and hot chocolate, as I know you will be cold. Thank you, Michelle Yowell. P.S. I am a student at Gordon Barber School. And here is a letter that came with Michelle Yowell's letter. It doesn't have a signature on it, Mr. Postmaster, but Santa will know who it's from.
Oh, he always
And this
does.
Letter says, Dear Santa, this is what I want for Christmas. A strawberry shortcake bedspread and a strawberry shortcake game. An operation game and a Candyland game. And a doll with a bottle. In my stocking, I would like a Rubik's Cube necklace, 12 novelty pencils, and lots of candy. And this is what I am going to leave at my house for Santa. Hot chocolate and cookies.
Yeah.
And it's printed very large.
Sure.
I love you, Santa. And this is a letter that came along with Michelle Yowell's letter. Not too many letters tonight, Mr. Postmaster.
Well, it's always that way, Sparky, around this time. But we're always here to read whatever mail comes in.
That's reassuring, I'm sure. Say, Miss Message, did Mr. Postmaster tell you what I do in my spare time?
No, Sparky. What do you do in your spare time?
I'm an inventor.
You're an inventor? Well, what have you invented lately?
Well, I've invented an electric automobile. Uses no gasoline, only electricity.
No gasoline? Well, does it work very well?
Oh, yes. I drove it from California to Orange, Virginia, and all it cost was $10.
$10? I can't believe that.
That's right. Only $10 for the electricity. But it cost $150,000 for the extension cord.
Oh, no. Sparky, you're a card.
No, cord, Miss Message.
Come on, gang. It's quitting time. Now, let's pack the mailbag here. We'll get that all packed up for Sam, and be sure Allison's letter gets in there. And I guess we ought to plug in the cord to the electric car and head for home.
Well, they're all packed up for Sam now.
And it's on to Santa Claus.
Good night, Sparky.
Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, friends. We'll see you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.